Torah song, song of Yisrael. Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. You may be seated. O children of Zion, be glad and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he has given the early rain for your vindication. He has poured down for you abundant rain, the early and the later rain as before. Early, abundant, and later rain. Today's reading from Joel, whose Hebrew name, Yoel, for Yahweh Elohim, means the Lord is God. Today's reading is vivid for us in this Hurricane Michael month of October, and indeed would have been so last weekend as anxiously we watched and waited for Tropical Storm Nestor to choose a course to make landfall, pass through, and make its way north. Like getting back on a horse after being thrown, or driving a car again after a car crash. For years after Hurricane Michael, we will be gun-shy of every storm that appears in the Gulf of Mexico. For this case, Tropical Storm Nestor was mild, even deflected to Apalachicola to the east of us. If we believe God blows violent storms ashore capriciously, or if we believe that in answer to our prayers, God waves them away from us and onto someone else. What? Because we prayed first or prayed harder, or the people of Apalachicola where the storm went ashore were oligopistoi, little faiths, and our faith was stronger, so they got Tropical Storm Nestor instead of us. A selfish and wicked theology to contemplate. A Category 5 hurricane in our time would be a locust plague in the time of Joel, whose doomsday prophecy opens with an overwhelming swarm of locusts. Hear this, ye old men, and give ear, all ye inhabitants of the land. Hath this been in your days, or even in the days of your fathers? Tell your children of it, and your children tell their children, and their children tell another generation. That which the locust swarm hath left hath the great locust eaten, and that which the great locust hath left hath the cankerworm locust eaten, and that which the cankerworm locust hath left hath the caterpillar locust eaten. Total desolation and devastation. And locusts are edible insects. Some cultures eat insects, and locusts are considered a delicacy in many African, Middle Eastern, and Asian countries. They've been used as food for generations throughout history. In fact, our John the Baptist ate locusts and wild honey. We know that. It's scriptural. But a swarm of locusts can turn the sky black with billions of locusts spread out over an area of thousands of square miles and a population of 200 million flying locusts per square mile. As in a rolling infestation, they consume all vegetation in their path, and that's what they do. Now, scholars have pondered Joel ever since it was written. Nobody knows who Joel was. Nobody, Yoel ben Petuel, nobody knows who his father Petuel was. He's an anonymous non-person of non-history. Joel's time is unknown. Whether before or after the Babylonian exile is debated by the scholars, or indeed whether it's not related to the exile at all, or whether the locusts were real or metaphorical for a punishing army that God brings down from the north, or a real locust swarm of memory that's adapted metaphorically by Joel to the Assyrian siege of Jerusalem or the Babylonian destruction of Jerusalem and the temple. But as neither Babylon nor Assyria is mentioned, the siege and exile chapter of Jewish history could have been long before Joel or in the future yet to come in Joel's time. We do know this. Joel's prophecy is damning and it's harsh. There is horrific doomsday allusion to the great and terrible day of the Lord, but there's the promise of redemption and salvation, and it is brilliant. And we love this above all about the story that we get from Joel. Sunday will come, and with it a full restoration of God's people to God's favor. And as Joel says, in that dry land, plenty of rain, a blessing. If you have not yet read the prophecy of Joel, I strongly recommend it to you. Read it this week as your Old Testament reading, your spiritual exercise. Maybe I'll take I'll check tomorrow, next Sunday to see who read and who didn't. No. And if you read it, you get communion next Sunday. So anyway, this is what to see in response to today's Joel reading. The Lord God longing and promising to reconcile with us for the crises and tragedies and ravages and storms and swarms that devastate human life and God's creation in our time, even as they devastated Job. And conversely, in Joel's prophecy, forgiveness for our sins that separate us from the kingdom of God. Now, our gospel was something else entirely, and I'll tell you that for decades, once every 3 years in the lectionary cycle, I preached Jesus' parable of the Pharisee and the publican, maybe, I don't know, a dozen times or more, where this revered Pharisee who is trying hard to love and please God and thinks he's doing well seems only to lack the humility and compassion that are of the essence of loving God at all. And the publican, a despised, traitorous tax collector in the pay of the hated Roman occupation, is not a man to emulate, even if, like a mafia hitman, he comes to temple every week for confession and absolution. But again, and always reversing things, which is what Jesus does to us in almost every story, reversing things on us, Jesus turns our personal garbage out for us and all the world to see what rubbish human values are and how opposite to the values of the Lord God. So I promise you, you can check me in 3 years, I'll preach that parable no more, which is okay, because in fact the Old Testament is a favorite, including to me Yoel's menacing apocalyptic prophecy, where today's chapter opens ominously with shofar, the ram's horn, sounding in Zion, terror, doom. But after the punishment, a promise, salvation, God's loving promise of reconciliation with you who return to the Lord with all your heart, who rend your heart and not your garments, and return to the Lord in love. And who, as Joel says, leave behind a blessing, grain offerings and drink offerings for the Lord your God. And that brings us not only to stewardship season that Father Steve preached about last Sunday, but to the altar rail, Holy Eucharist, our bread and wine offering of praise and thanksgiving, which as his body and blood, Jesus lovingly turns back on us in invitation, welcome, forgiveness of sins, renewal, and reconciliation with God his Father, who, knowing full well that we will fail and fall again this very week, nevertheless accepts us just as we are, the way we are, again and again and again. The body of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was broken for you. Take and eat this in remembrance that Christ died for you, and be thankful. The blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, which was shed for you, preserve your body and soul unto everlasting life. Drink this in remembrance that Christ's blood was shed for you, and be thankful. You see, our theology is that simple. It's an invitation to salvation where all you need do is stop in your tracks, turn around, and come home. Your return to God's favor is that free and simple and easy, and it comes upon you this day, in this church, at this altar, this very hour. This is the day of the Lord. Eat, drink, rejoice, and be glad.